It's recording. Mike, do you want me to talk as your... Okay, so we appreciate very much the coming in and putting down a marker for the percent, for the SPE. We think that that's, you know, a good starting point for us. Our perspective, we think it's helpful to understand just a little bit, like the general faculty perspective on the sustained performance evaluations, the percentages, these things. Faculty are evaluated every year from both directions. We receive student evaluations in every class that we teach. We also receive yearly evaluations from on the department chair level and on the dean level. And so they feel, you know, they feel like they're evaluated a lot right now. And their willingness to participate in this system, to provide the university with really the most extensive evaluation system, to my knowledge, in the state university system, is contingent upon a significant enough percentage for them to feel like to buy in to the system. So that's kind of the perspective.
Okay.
Our preference, we feel that 3% is not high enough for faculty to feel that the buy-in is strong enough, especially over a six-year window, which comes down to 0.5% per year. When put into context of some of the percentage increases that some of the upper administrators have received over the last few years, this is a significantly less amount. What we would propose is we think it would be advantageous to differentiate instead of just a pass or a fail, but as we talked about last time, to have a standard pass percentage, a percentage related to excellence, and then a percentage equated to distinguished. And so we think that could give us a model to reach some of the higher levels of percentages that I think that would touch on both what the legislature and what our university is interested in providing, rewarding specific merit, while also providing enough percentages for faculty to feel like it's a valuable program for buy-in.
Okay. I think I understand the type of program that you're describing. Does anybody need any clarification on what's being articulated?
Do you mind? I did sort of hear you.
Yeah, sure.
While I was writing, but I didn't hear this part. Did you say that a different percentage based upon the rating that they got distinguished, or is that
what
you said?
Not the individual rating, but that. Instead of just a pass or fail, instead of just a binary system, right? That we would have a system in which that is a progressive system that would award, that would reward a certain percentage for a basic level of pass, that have a higher percentage that is equated to what we would define as excellence, right? Would have to be negotiated, and then one that defines distinguished. It's not for each specific.
Okay.
Brendan, do you have any questions with regard to what the thinking is about that?
No.
And I think we understand it. And I think you alluded to it last time we got together.
Yeah. And that's you know, the most important part for us is that percentage has to be significant enough for faculty to be significant enough that it's a valuable system.
Okay.
The other thing we had at times talked about potentially tying this to compression as a way to the rollout, as a way to resolve a component for compression. The way that the negotiations have progressed, the emphasis seems to be to negotiate the SPEs independently instead of compression. So we're fine negotiating it in that way. We just wanted to make sure, you know, that we're planning to come back to compression after we negotiate the SPEs. We don't want you to feel like that's a bait and switch in some way.
Okay. And you know, as we continue to develop the SPEs, if there's, you know, we're not saying that we're not going to listen if you introduce some element of that into your proposal. I don't want you to read us that way, but this is where we are right now.
Okay. That's good. That's for or was there, were there any additional clarifications about the rollout or any of the other material that you passed out last time about the SPEs or?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Was there a specific question that we were tasked with going back and answering?
No.
Okay.
What would be helpful for us, I think, is that, you know, we can continue based on what you said to put forward, you know, purposely defined programs of our vision for it. I think it would be helpful for us to get a fuller sense of what you all are imagining or envisioning.
Okay.
In the upcoming bargaining session, so we can work, you know, within a semblance of structure for that.
Okay, good. We could probably take what we put on the table last time and maybe add some additional detail.
Okay.
But we also in our caucus looked at dates for March.
Okay, right. Sure. The last two quick things.
Sure.
The Coupa medians. Anita, thank you for giving us that information.
Oh, okay, no problem.
We'll direct faculty to that to so they can understand the context. On the form, it said that in March there will be new numbers that will be updated. On the PDF form, it says new numbers will be updated in March. I just wanted to check and make sure that that's accurate. Do you anticipate that those will be updated in March?
I think. Might be out on a limb here, but I think we get new numbers in March.
Okay.
So I don't exactly know how long it'll take to just get them translated onto that piece, but I think we receive new data from Coupa in March. Does that sound right to you?
Coupa wouldn't give us access, remember?
Okay. I remember here in March as a date that we get.
That's what it says on the page. It just says new. These will be updated in March.
So, I'll just. What I'll do is give a reminder to the provost office that that needs to be refreshed too.
Sure. And you know, we'd like to, of course, continue talking about the instructors and lecturers and how they fit into this picture. Both the individuals that we've identified for in the multi-year contracts, and also to potentially revisit some of that to see if we can get a promotion structure for them or something like that in there as well.
Okay.
That's all we have for right now. I need a signed copy too, I think, of the.
Yeah, I can give you.
So we're TA in Article 16?
Yes.
I'm saying it out loud.
Okay.
Because the tape recorder can't see.
Yeah.
And neither can Brendan.
What date's in March?
I did write them down. Should I start? Go ahead.
Yeah.
March 20th, we have from 12:30 to 2:30. March, because I'm pretty sure that you were saying that the spring break week is not, that's not so good.
No.
So, okay. So then we looked at the week of March 17th.
Okay.
And we had 12:30 to 2:30 on March 20th.
Okay.
Or after 1 o'clock on March 21st.
Okay.
It's some 2-hour block in that period.
Okay.
Or March 28th, and we had a preference for the morning, but we could be flexible.
I know I won't be here the March 28th, but then
I have a student taking her comprehensive exam that morning.
Thank you.
Which I'm not essential, but I'm just.
All of those dates are fine by me. Ideally, it'd be nice to get two of them nailed down.
Yeah.
This kind of month.
That's it. We're good with taking taking two of those three.
Okay.
I can't make anything the week of the 17th. My son's getting married that week, so.
Well, congratulations.
Thank God. Getting married.
Tom's asking to proofread his speech, so. It's toast.
No, they decided to get married at the Biltmore in Asheville. So.
Swanky baby.
Oh yeah. Well, she's a pharmacist, so she's got more money. She's got more money than any 30-year-old has a right to have.
Well, I don't know about that.
but in any event, she's I'm gonna be out that whole week. Most of the week I'm gonna be up there. So. But I can do the 28th. But.
Why don't we make the 28th one of those dates, and we'll make one of the other dates in the week before the other day. That gives us time in between the two sessions.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, so let's do the 28th, And then why don't we just go ahead and do the that Thursday the 20th, the 12:30 and 2:30.
Good.
Sounds great.
You got that, Dana?
I did.
You can send out an invitation.
I will, whatever, yeah. I don't know how Amanda does it, if she notices you or... She sends us one
well,
thing,
yeah,
and then she sends it to
it's
you.
It's usually in the at UWF. Like
and we do that. Well, yeah, we have to do that. Yeah, but yeah. She sends it to you or she sends it to everybody?
She sends it to me.
Because we don't exactly always know who's going to be here. Yeah, okay.
Well, poor Amanda's received more emails from me than trying to get all these dates. So.
Yes, I'm glad you're being gentle with her. She's working very hard to do the right thing.
Oh, I understand. What time on the 28th did you guys?
12:30 to 2:30.
That's 20.
Oh, that's the
20th. Oh, right. Oh, no, sorry.
28th, we prefer the morning, but we can do any time of the day.
9 o'clock on 28th, does that give you the time to get here? 10 o'clock. 10 to noon.
10 to noon on the 28th.
Okay.
Okay. I'll depend if I get somebody else.
You're coming to that one.
Yeah, I'll be on the 28th.
Okay.
But I just want to, 3:28 is 10 to 12, right?
Yes.
Okay, then the 20th is 12:30 to 2:30.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I just want to make sure I had it.
Thank you
for
doing that. Because I got mixed up.